News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Finding a solution to the surge of unaccompanied minors illegally crossing the U.S. border is a shared responsibility. That message from President Obama to Central American leaders. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin has more from the White House.
President Obama is pressing the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to deter families from sending their kids on the dangerous journey to the U.S. One step the administration is considering, a pilot program allowing some immigrants to apply for refugee status without leaving their home country.
Typically, refugee status is not granted just based on economic need or because a family lives in a bad neighborhood or poverty.
Still, President Obama says it's better for young immigrants to make that case in their home country, not after they illegally entered the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Favorable versus unfavorable in the governor's race. Just how well do we know the candidates for governor? Charles Franklin heads the Marquette Law School poll.
Mary Burke is still getting acquainted with voters, or voters are getting acquainted with her. In this latest poll, 49% still say that they don't know enough about her to say whether they have a favorable or an unfavorable view. Of those who do have a view, it's about even, 26% favorable, 24% unfavorable.
Burke is expected to be the Democratic nominee on the November 4th ballot. Burke does better with single women, according to the poll, Walker with married men. Overall, the poll has the race at a dead heat. The man killed when six vehicles collided at an interstate construction site on I-90 near La Crosse identified today. It was 29-year-old Jason Songer of La Crescent, Minnesota. State Patrol said four other people were injured in the chain reaction mishap. It happened yesterday morning, 2 miles into Wisconsin. State DOT says a dump truck rear-ended a car that was stopped in traffic. Both vehicles then went into the grassy median and caught fire. Some car collectors are going to say it's a double tragedy. Songer's car was a 67 Mustang. State Patrol investigators have released the name of a Minocqua woman that died in a three-vehicle crash yesterday. She was 67-year-old Barbara Hillicue. She was driving one of the northbound vehicles that collided, and then she collided with a southbound tour bus from the Beloit area. Hillicue pronounced dead at the scene. 14 other people taken to Howard Young Medical Center for evaluation of non-life-threatening injuries. Another child dead after being left in a hot car. Fox News Radio's Pam Puso has that story.
After being strapped in a car seat inside a sweltering vehicle in Wichita, Kansas for more than 2 hours, authorities say a 10-month-old girl died. Her foster father, who says he forgot about the baby after driving home with another child Thursday afternoon, is under arrest on suspicion of aggravated endangerment. Wichita Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says prosecutors will look at the case next week.
It's just a booking right now. Doesn't mean that he is charged with it or will be charged by the district attorney's office.
Another foster parent in the house at the time is not expected to be charged. Pam Puso, Fox News Radio.
Madison has proposed a soon-to-be-closed department store as a possible place where unaccompanied children from across the Mexican border can live temporarily. Madison officials say they've also suggested a former grocery store now owned by the city. The federal government has asked officials in both Madison to suggest temporary sites to house some of the tens of thousands of children fleeing from gang violence in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Milwaukee County has been working on the government's request, but a spokesman for County Executive Chris Abel said nothing has been proposed yet. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and three other GOP Assembly members have asked the Department of Homeland Security not to designate any facilities in Wisconsin as possible temporary homes for the unaccompanied children. Voss and the other lawmakers said the government has told the state little of how the arrangements would work, and children should live in southern states to make it easier to reunite with their families across the border. Wausau police and Marathon County deputies arrested three people this morning on Highway 29 that may have been involved in a child abduction attempt. The three-year-old child was allegedly taken from its mother's home by the child's father. The father's vehicle pulled over at 8:30 this morning. The child was inside and unharmed. The child now back in the custody of his mother. Three people inside the vehicle, including the father of the child, are in custody. Police did find drugs inside the vehicle. The StormTrack 9 forecast from forecaster Caleb Cox tonight. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and some patchy fog developing. Expect a low of 63. Saturday, partly sunny, warm and a bit humid, a high of 84 degrees. Saturday night, increasing clouds and a chance of late showers down to 61. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, some light showers possible, and maybe some thunder too, high of 73. Monday, sunshine in 73, and looking ahead to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, partly sunny all 3 days with a chance of spotty showers, highs in the upper 70s. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.